League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Who knows their spouse the best? It's the Anna and Raven version of Match Game. Raven, you've been married for almost 10 years, right?
Yeah, it'll be 10 years June 1st.
And my husband and I have been married almost 17 years next month.
God, you guys are ancient.
I know. We got married so young. It makes us sound old when I say that, but I didn't. We were like in our early 20s when we got married.
Congratulations. You're still going.
We're still going. We're all right. So what we going to It's okay.
We're all
right. Right.
We're surviving. We're
every
alive.
Every day is a new day. Got it? So Raven and I decided to take the top five most common questions asked during Match Game. We decided to take it to our spouses to see how much they actually know about us and our relationship.
Yeah, the top question, of course, Anna, is where did we go for our first date?
Our first real date? We went to Carbone's, and then we went to a show, Handel's Messiah.
I sent you my answers prior there, Anna. How did that match up?
It was a match, right?
Yeah. Complete match. Yeah. I mean, she knew this stuff. The fact that she remembers what the show was really blew my mind. Like, I don't remember what the show was. I remember where it was. I remember where we went to dinner. But I would never remember what the actual show was.
Yeah, that was a match. That's Raven's wife, Alicia. We're going to get to my husband coming up in a little bit. We're going to do all Alicia first.
I was blown away by the fact that she could match that. So then I followed up real quick and I asked her, where was our first kiss?
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the basement of the bar. Bathroom.
I thought it was a bathroom, yeah.
It was a bathroom.
You kissed in a bathroom for your first kiss?
It was very romantic.
Was it a unisex bathroom?
It was.
Oh, okay.
Still smelled like urine.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't good.
That's two matches.
Second most common question, who said I love you first? Mm-hmm. And the truth is that I remember that I said it first, but I didn't mean to. Asking her, this is what she said.
You did. Coming back from the Red Sox game.
It's an accident.
Yeah, that's what you said.
And I drove away.
I did. I just drove away. And
what?
I was mortified. I was mad at myself as I was driving away. I was like, what an idiot. What's wrong with me? I mean, this was after I had been divorced. So I was like, I'm never saying those words again to anybody ever again on this planet.
It just slipped out.
It just jumped out.
And then you just peeled off.
Right, I was so mad. And then like 3 days later, she's like, we're going to talk about what happened there. She played it very cool.
Well, that's
played it very
good.
Cool.
That's two matches in a row.
Who is my celebrity crush there, Anna? Anna, if I asked you who's my celebrity crush, what would you say?
I mean, there's so many. You would say them all the time. But I know that it's probably a toss between Ariel, the Little Mermaid, which is strange, but sure.
Yeah.
Or Katy Perry.
I don't know. It changes. It was Katy Perry for a while.
Wow, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just impressed by her.
Say that's still her? It's still Katy Perry?
Yeah, yeah. Because Scarlett Johansson, her and Colin Jost,
it's never going to work out between you guys.
It's no longer working between
us. But
Katy
Perry and Orlando Bloom, you got a shot
right.
still.
Favorite junk food, I asked her. My favorite junk food is anything caramel ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream, Maricone Dream.
I mean, she's just crushing it.
Yeah.
I'm blown away here. And, you know, the big question is, we just won the lottery. What's the first thing I'm going to buy? If I asked you, what would be the first thing I was going
to
buy?
A spaceship or something having to do with space nonsense.
Listen to her answer.
How much did we win?
We won a lot. We won the lottery. Powerball.
Many millions?
Many millions.
A helicopter.
Wow.
5 for 5.
Yeah, you do want a helicopter. That's true. We talk about it a lot.
I ask the bosses for it almost every week.
And every week they tell you, we're in radio, Raven. What do you want?
Right.
Well, that's awesome. You went 5 for 5. Can my husband, Paul, keep up with that after 17 years? I don't know. It's coming up next. I don't know if we're going to be able to match you. Raven and his wife, Alicia, got 5 out of 5 playing our Match Game Valentine's Day edition game.
I'm telling you. I mean, I'm proud of it. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm kind of scared that she knows that stuff. She knows that stuff. She knows me so well.
Raven and I had sent our answers to each other last week. We asked 5 most common Match Game questions to our significant others. I thought I would warm my husband up. If you missed it a few minutes ago, Raven and Alicia got all 5 right. I thought I would throw him an easy one to start, Raven.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I asked him.
How long have we been married?
On March 13th, it'll be 17 years. So we have been married 12 years.
Oh, man.
He just gets so nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you were right. Like, stop talking. What do you mean? Like,
don't elaborate. All right. But that was a bonus question.
So
that one doesn't count.
So the first question I asked is, where did we go on our first date?
What constitutes our first date?
Good question. What do you think was our first real date?
See, I think in your head, you'll think when you took me to McDonald's might have been our first date.
But what is it in your head?
But I think our first date might have been when we went to the steakhouse that you went to like every week growing up with your parents.
He's right. That's what I always think. Manera Steakhouse was I went there every week growing up with my family. And I brought him there and I paid for the check because I never...
Here we go.
I don't want to ever feel like I owe anybody anything.
That's right. Any gratification or whatever.
Meanwhile, Paul thought he got a sugar mama.
Right. You didn't think that you didn't want your boyfriend, your potential boyfriend, to think that this meant he was going to get some snoochies from you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I had to set the ground record. Like, I'm going to pay for this check. And
that's Sean, producer Sean is in the other room right now going, see, exactly, because he never accepts it when we buy his breakfast. By the way, Sean, nobody in here wants any gratification from you.
No
just
one.
So you know, just we want to give you a bagel, but okay.
That was the first match. Next one was, who said I love you first?
You did.
Do you even remember?
Sure.
I don't remember. I don't remember
at
all.
So do you think that you...
I think it had to be me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to give it to him because he remembers everything and I don't. But I don't remember that moment.
Good.
I have no idea. I have no recollection whatsoever.
Yeah, it must have been after Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, maybe.
You were in college.
We were in college. Who is my celebrity crush?
Billy Armstrong from Green Day.
That is correct. And yours is Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell.
No, we've talked about this on another...
Oh, now it's Mila Kunis, right?
Yeah, that was, 4 years ago, but yep.
So who is it now?
I don't have a new one yet.
Yet? What do you mean, yet?
It's you now.
Nice rebound, Paul.
It was a good rebound. He's doing well so far.
He is doing really good. He actually, I think, knows more about us than I do. Yeah. But then I asked, what's my favorite junk food?
Okay, now this is a tough one.
Yeah.
Well, you like your Diet Cokes and you like your... What do you like?
I would accept it. Cool Ranch Doritos, pizza, Extreme Sour Patch Kids, or any kind of chocolate.
See, that's the thing. You have such a long list.
But I would accept it, any of them. Diet Coke is certainly not the right answer.
No, but you told me Diet Coke was your fuel for quite a while. You did tell me that.
Yeah, but that's not a junk food. That is a power necessity in your life.
Okay.
Everybody knows that. And the last question was, we just won the lottery. What's the first thing I'm going to buy?
A vacation around the world. No, not a vacation around the world. You're going to buy yourself a trip to the African safari.
Yes. That's the first thing we're doing.
Wow.
It's my bucket list. It's all I talk about. Every once in a while, he'd be like, what are you thinking about? And I'd be like, elephants. Like, I just want to go.
With a far-off look in your eyes.
Yeah. But essentially, Raven, you and Alicia beat us 5-4.
I'm still terrified.
Yeah, she knows everything about you. Beware.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.